Wisdom's beginning. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 through 10. The NIV version reads, "Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Explanation: in verses 7 through 9, Solomon taught two contrasting lessons. First, in verse 7, Solomon instructed his listeners not to waste their time rebuking mockers and the wicked. They were just wasting their time. That is still a lesson for us today. In verse 8, Solomon provided his reasoning for his statement in verse 7. Rebuking mockers only leads to their hating you. Truthfully, all they are looking for is a fight. It is like pouring lighter fluid onto a smoldering fire, where there was only smoke, now is a roaring fire. In contrast, rebuking the wise will be rewarded with love. Why? The wise recognize that we are not trying to tear them down. Rather, we are trying to build them up when we rebuke them in love. Love begets love. That is not all. Having received God's wisdom, believers that are now growing wiser have a yearning to learn more. They will not reject instruction. They will gravitate toward it. Some congregational researchers suggest that one of the reasons why people don't attend Bible study or Sunday school is because we are not appealing to the yearning of the congregation. What that yearning is varies by demographic groups. It really boils down to asking. True believers have that reverence for God that is the foundation of our faith and the beginning of wisdom. We are excited about starting the journey. We are even more excited to see what we will learn as we continue on the journey. Solomon shared about the blessings of Lady Wisdom in verses 11 and 12, similar to what he had stated in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. Question: what do you think? What are some examples in your own life of how the fear of the Lord contributed to your walking in wisdom?